It's the moment you've all been waiting for as we come to you live from the Shrixon Studios along the Redneck Riviera right here in Lower Alabama. This is Southern Fairways Sports Radio, and I am your host, Randy Bergen. Hello again, friends, as our buddy Jim Nance would say. Glad to have you on board with us. Boy, we have got a packed show for you, as, of course, we're presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. You can visit them in Mobile. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. The cast of characters back in the house again today, and we will start we're going to start with
well, flip a coin. Well, come on. What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out how I want to do this. Do we want to go with the best looking of the two? Matt, how you doing, Matt?
Well, I will take that, but in this this grading scale we're working on in this room, I'm not sure that's a compliment or not. but I do appreciate it. I do appreciate it.
He even put me down further there, I think.
Yeah, you went down. Yeah, you're below me on that one. Of course, War Eagle TV's Doug Holt. Doug, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Randy. How are you?
You know what? I am doing really well. We have got a stacked show for you today. It will be a very, as I say all the time, the fastest hour in radio.
What's new about that, though?
What's new about that? Always
yeah,
being so
it's
fast?
Always.
I know it. How do you slow it down?
You're a master.
Thank you.
We're trying to start with a compliment. Here we go.
Hey, you know what we're going to do, too? We're going to open up the phone lines if you've got a question or a comment. Maybe you want to text us. You can do it on the same number, 251-343-0106. Again, 251-343-0106. All right, coming up at 10:15 in our next segment, it's time to start talking a little fishing. And we do that inshore, offshore. We're going to do it with Extreme Chaos Captain Doug Maines is going to be on with us. I promise you, you will not want to miss this segment coming up. This guy, it's a.k.a. Captain Chaos. There's a reason. There is a reason, I promise you. So I'm looking forward to having him on. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Mitch McConnell on. We'll talk a little football. We'll talk some SEC football as well. Maybe we'll talk some basketball with him, talk some golf, got some automobiles to talk about. It will be a very fast segment with him. Of course, SEC basketball going on right now. And Doug, you got we got a little interview that you did earlier in the week.
Yeah, we had a good show Thursday night, and hope people will join us Thursday night at 7 for Tiger Talk Overtime. But talked to Dane Bradshaw of the SEC Network, a little college basketball. Of course, he played at Tennessee for Coach Pearl, so he has an interesting perspective there. And we talked a little bit about Tennessee and Dalton Connect, who Alabama faces today.
That's right.
Big game in primetime tonight, Alabama-Tennessee. So, yeah, had some interesting comments there.
Well, it'll be fun. That'll come up probably a little bit later on in the show. Of course, I mentioned we're going to talk some golf. Look at who's leading right now on the PGA. Former Alabama standout golfer Bud Cauley. Now, remember, this is a guy that was in a bad wreck, a major wreck, back in June of 2018. I think he had five broken ribs, a collapsed lung, and a fractured lower left leg. So, second start after all of that time, and he's leading right now by a stroke. We'll get you caught up on the leaderboards coming up in just a little bit. And of course, baseball is in the air as well. We'll talk some baseball. So we have a lot to get into, Matt.
A lot going on today, man. These SEC basketball games today, what the lineup we have is amazing. We've got, what, three games left in SEC play?
Mm-hmm.
That's tight. It's real tight. It could go any which way.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Alabama has interesting schedule down the stretch, and Auburn has Mississippi State, Missouri, and then Georgia, and Tennessee really has it tough. They have Alabama today, and then South Carolina, and then Kentucky.
That's right.
Alabama has Florida midweek, I think, so at Florida. So it's going to be interesting to see who comes out on top there. Who gets the four double byes in the SEC tournament?
You know, a lot of folks enjoy watching basketball as you get to the first part of March, getting ready for that March Madness. Let me go ahead and give you the schedule for today. We'll see number 24, Florida, take on number 18, South Carolina. That happens at 11 o'clock on ESPN and the SEC Network. Arkansas visits Kentucky at 12:30 on CBS. LSU and Vanderbilt will hook up at 2:30 on the SEC Network. ESPN2 will see Mississippi State and Auburn. Of course, it'll be at the Plains there in Auburn, ranked 11th, Doug.
They'll be in the jungle today, and hopefully Auburn
it's
can bounce back.
It's a tough place to play.
It is. Kentucky didn't think so. But but it'll see how we'll see how Auburn bounces back again from a very tough ball game midweek against Tennessee in Knoxville.
And of course, Texas A&M will travel over to Athens, Georgia, take on the Bulldogs at 5 o'clock on the SEC Network. Number four, you mentioned it. Number four, Tennessee, is in Tuscaloosa to take on number 14, Alabama. A 7 o'clock tip on ESPN, and then Ole Miss and Missouri at 7:30 on the SEC Network. So, great lineup. It'll be a lot of fun watching some of these guys. Who do you see? Who do you see right now that could possibly win this? I mean, you got Tennessee and Alabama both at 12-3. One of those will be the leader after tonight's ball game.
Yeah, that's gonna have a lot to do with it, obviously. And Tennessee's playing awfully well. Watching them Wednesday night, Dalton Kincaid went off for 39 points against Auburn, inside, outside. You couldn't stop him. Ziegler was great. They're two big guys inside, are tough. They're very physical. They're well coached. It's going to be interesting to see how they match up with Alabama today. Alabama maybe not quite as strong inside, but maybe a little bit better on the perimeter.
That's
so
exactly
which way does this game go? And who comes out on top?
Alabama's mighty tough to beat if they're hitting outside the perimeter.
Yeah, they are.
I can tell you.
But they have that tendency to, like they did the other night, to drop behind in the beginning of the game. I don't think they can do that today against Tennessee. So
that'd be tough to come back.
Yeah, I think a big key for Bama today is protecting that ball and not and preventing the turnovers. I think their three biggest losses this year, they've had 20, 15, and 16 giveaways, and they can't do that against a team like Tennessee.
You're absolutely right. By the way, got a text here. Where is the pro? Where's Bobby Hall? Well, Bobby's been out for the last couple of weeks. He is at Quail Creek today. He'll be working. If you're hungry and want to play golf, well, you'll have the opportunity to see Bobby right there because he is he's on the grill today.
He's got the chef's hat on today.
One of those great burgers out there, right?
They do good job with a burger. There's no doubt about it. Speaking of food, of course, Boomstyle Kitchen will open 11 o'clock. Go out there and see them. And Matt, you had a big day yesterday.
Absolutely. Great business last night. We had a night. The weather cleared up. The rain stopped, and people came out. And that was fantastic. We had a good night. The deck was full. The inside was full. Great fresh catch just came in yesterday. We got some black and amberjack going on right now.
Wow.
At Boudreaux's Cajun Grill in Daphne. So come on down today. Get you some. And we'll be sure to have those big SEC matchups on the TVs by the bar. So you can keep an eye on that while you're enjoying your meal.
Wow. You know, you mentioned amberjack, and that is the last time I had amberjack, I actually had gone fishing with Paul Ortigue, Ortigue's Seafood, good friend, and he, myself, there was another guy, and Bobby Humphrey, and we went and we caught amberjack.
Really?
And if you've never been amberjack fishing, that is, you're getting most of them, they're down in those rigs, and you got to pull them out of those rigs. It will wear you out. But boy, you're talking about some good food. And you can get that amberjack blackened, grilled.
Blackened or grilled. And if you want it fried, we'll fry it for you, too. You just tell us how you like it, and we'll take care of it.
And what do you eat that with?
Really, right now, our fresh catch topping, we have a roasted red pepper shrimp that we're putting on top of that blackened amberjack over bed of rice with some fresh green beans.
Sounds like tonight with Alabama and Tennessee.
It's a perfect mix right there. Great food, great basketball, great beverages. I mean, and a great view, whether you're watching the TV or looking at Mobile Bay.
Come for the pregame view of Mobile Bay, right?
There is no doubt. By the way, I did get the correct pronunciation. If you remember last week, we were talking about golf and trying to get that Valimaki or whatever his name was. Well, the pronunciation on that, his name is Sammy Valimaki.
Yes.
Okay, so we did get that right. Wanted to clear that up because I did get ridiculed quite a bit for my pronunciation.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, and I was thinking about Tabatanikit, right?
Patty.
Yes, as we talked about her last week, and I had forgotten how to pronounce her name. But I saw her this morning or yesterday or something.
You know what we should do? We should start just a little brief segment. Instead of a word of the day, a name of the day.
Randy's spelling and pronunciation.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Hey, we got some great sponsors of the show. Of course, McConnell Automotive, Glen Lakes Golf Club and Foley, Ben Murphy Roofing, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Peninsula and Craft Farms Golf Courses and Gulf Shores. Of course, that is where we will be next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, for the second event of the Southern Fairways Golf Tour. We're looking forward to it. We'll be at Craft Farms playing Cypress Bend, Ryan Mello, Bill, all the guys guys down there do a fantastic job, and excited to get back down there. Thanks to Lisa Johnson, Realtor, Boomstai Kitchen, and the PSR Radio Network. Boy, I'll tell you, couldn't do it without them. And, of course, could not forget Food Joy's Cajun Grill.
That's right.
And by the way, this tournament coming up is you're the presenting sponsor.
Yeah, the SFGT locks up week number two at the Cypress Hill Course on Kraft Farms, and man, I can't wait. Love playing out there. You're right, the team out there does an amazing job getting us set up and taking good care of us. Whether we're in the tournament or not, they do a great job. So sign up, SFGT.
SFGT presented by Boudreaux.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. I'll tell you what's fun. You do not want to miss this next segment. We are going to be talking with Captain Doug Maines. He is a captain of Extreme Chaos Fishing Charters. He is up next. We'll talk inshore and offshore fishing. He's going to tell you how to catch that amberjack and then throw it on the grill. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. A little Judas Priest, Breaking the Law. Been a little while since you heard that one, right, Doug?
I'm not sure I've ever heard that one.
I don't know.
I don't even know. I don't break the law, though.
Well, when you have this guy on, you gotta play something kind of heavy metal like that. We're going to go to our Strixon guest line right now. Welcome in a good friend of ours. He is Captain Doug Maines with Extreme Chaos. Doug, how are you? I'm sorry, Captain. How are you doing, sir?
Bergie, what's happening?
Man, it's all you. It is all you. I'm excited to have you on, man. It is. It's time to talk a little inshore and offshore fishing. By the way, we, AKA Captain Chaos. All right. So before we even get into the fishing side of that, where does chaos come in?
Go here.
Huh?
Say again, Bergie.
I said, where does chaos come in this name?
Well, even in on the golf course, it's chaos, Bergen. You know that. But normally when we go out fishing, I mean, you're doing so many things, you know, and people are catching fish and baiting hooks. It's just chaos, you know, and it's good chaos. You need to come get some of it.
Well, the last time I went out fishing was with you, and we had a great time, and you put us on some fish. My boys from California came over, and yeah, you got us on some fish. But it's time to get started here. Before we get into some offshore fishing, let's talk some inshore. What right now are you fixing to get into? What kind of fishing are you getting into
right now? The sheephead are just coming in, so we're catching sheephead, some redfish, the pompano we're just starting to bite. Trout are starting to move. We're starting to catch a few trout. So inshore fishing is starting to get really good right now.
And let me just mention, if you want to book a time to go fishing with Captain Chaos, you can go to extremechaos.fish and check it out. Get online, book a time. And Matt, I know that we were just talking about fish just a few moments ago, amberjack and all of that. Yeah. Redfish right now is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, redfish is fantastic, and we have that. We're lucky to have that, you know, every day we're open at Boudreaux. So how much redfish you catching out there? You getting a full load every time you go out?
Not every time, but most of the time we do. We like to catch them when they're in the Gulf, when they're all, you know, matted up together on top of the water so we can throw at them and catch them. That's a great way of doing the redfish. And we also catch them off piers. We catch them off jetties and, you know, structure. So it's a good time when you're catching redfish. You have a good time.
Captain, let me ask you this. What bait are you using for the redfish?
Well, right now we use live shrimp, mainly live shrimp. And for the sheephead and stuff like that, we used to look for abs and stuff like that. A variety of different baits. Just normally, if we can catch our bait, you know, we'll use some of that. Sometimes we'll drag our net and catch some pinfish and croakers and stuff like that as well. Just depending on what you're fishing for, what bait you use.
Exactly. We're visiting with Captain Doug Maines with Extreme Chaos Fishing Charters. Doug, whenever you go, when you're inshore fishing, what does that include? Because you're down in the Orange Beach area, what does that include for inshore fishing?
So if you book a trip with us, all your bait, your rod and reels, your fishing license, everything is included in that. But mainly all you have to do is bring you a cooler, something to eat, something to drink, and sunscreen up, and you're ready to go.
Sounds pretty easy. I tell you, he made it very easy for us.
Yeah, Doug Holton here. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you, Doug?
Good. Hey, I was just listening to your comments, and I'm not a big fisherman, but when you say the sheephead are coming in, what does that mean? Because I usually think of sheephead under the dock.
Yeah, well, it is. Sheephead are under the dock. Sheephead are at the bridges, at the jetties, you know, a variety of different places. But they're just now starting to bite. So when I say come in, they're normally here. They just, you know, the water temperature and everything's got to be right, you know, for them to bite. So it's about that time, and we're going to be booking trips right and left for sheephead. And that's a good biting fish and a good eating fish at that.
That's what I was going to ask you, if that was a good fish to eat, and how would you fix that up?
Very good white meat. Normally, we'll fillet those out, as in Italian dressing, salt and pepper, you know, whatever. You can do some crackers on top. You can bake it. You can fry it, you know, a variety of different ways of cooking it. Mm-hmm. But it is a very good fish.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. By the way, you want to book a trip with Captain Maines, you can go, you can dial him, call him at 228-365-2352. Go online, extremechaos.fish. Matt, I think you had a question.
Yeah, Captain Doug, I see that you served in the Navy there, served on the USS Saratoga. My son's currently serving in the Coast Guard, and I know as a chef for the Coast Guard, he gets a big opportunity to cook different fish and catch a lot. I'm surprised how much the Coast Guard actually fishes. I got to ask you, how much did you get a chance to fish out when you were serving in the Navy?
We really didn't get a chance to fish. Could you imagine dragging some lines trolling behind the carrier? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I guess.
that'd be something Bergen would try.
That's right.
They're pretty strict on stuff like that. But it was awesome being out there on the Saratoga. You know, you get to see flying. You see all sorts. You know, it's amazing. Wouldn't trade that for anything in the world, that experience.
Captain, let's go from inshore to offshore. How far out do you go? What do you typically fish for? If somebody calls and says, hey, I want to go snapper fishing, or I want to go lean fishing, or is there specifics that they can sign up for, or is it just kind of like chaos and you go out and find something?
No, they can sign up for like a snapper trip. Our snapper season starts June 1 and goes through the end of July. I have a state license. That means there's a state and there's a federal license. The state license takes you out to 9 miles, so you can fish within 9 miles. And what we do on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, we snapper fish. And we do it a unique way. We chum the waters and bring the snapper to the top, and it's really cool. I mean, it's like, you know, you get to see the fish, and you can almost pick your fish, you know, and catch your fish. But once that joker bites, the way he goes, he goes straight down, and then the fight is on. So that's where the chaos comes in. Lean fishing is a lot of fun, too. It's not as prevalent as it used to be back, you know, 30, 35 years ago. But they're still, you know, coming through, and, you know, you can sight fish them. You can bottom fish them. Sight fishing's always been a favorite. It's a lot of fun when you see a fish. I mean, you see a good 60, 80-pound fish, whatever. You throw that lure at him, and he bites that thing, and away he goes. I mean, it's on. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Well, there's no doubt. And again, you can set up a trip, 228-365-2352, or go to extremechaos.fish, set up a time. You do want to go fish with this guy right here for sure. If the fish aren't biting, don't worry. You're still going to have a good time, because this guy will tell you so many jokes. He will make you laugh the whole time. And you will think you are in extreme chaos. Let's turn real quick, and talk about your golf game. Have you been able to play any golf lately?
Oh yeah, we play golf as much as we can. We go to Peninsula down there and have a good time down there. Yeah, I'm playing golf probably 3 or 4 days a week. right now and just got my elbow operated on. I said, man, my elbow was killing me. I got that operated on. I feel like a new person now. We're playing all the time.
Well, I'll tell you, Matt, what we'll do is you and Colin can take me and Doug on.
That'll work.
Okay, because it would be a very good match, I can promise you.
It sounds like a good marketing trip.
I got to take you on my team.
Yeah.
Wow. You play golf. Come on now.
Wow. That hurts. That really hurts.
Bobby, that, can I get Bobby Hall?
We all ask that. We all want Bobby Hall.
We swinging Bobby Hall.
Sweet swinging Bobby Hall, no doubt about it. Wish he was here with us to talk with you. But, all right, now where are you located down in Orange Beach?
Okay, we are at Zeke's Marina. It's 26619 Perdita Beach Boulevard. Just come down. We are in 6C is our slip name. And all you got to do is just come down there and just come on down and chat with me. Normally I'm always at the boat, you know, in the mornings messing around doing something. You're down that way, swing in and talk to me, and we can book you a trip or whatever.
Now, you got your new boat, too, right?
Yep, got a 31 Cape Horn, twin Yamaha 300s on it. It's a fast joker. It'll get us out there quickly, and we can catch those fish and get back in. So that's a upside to booking with us. We can really get out there quick, and it's usually a fast, fun ride.
Well, I'll tell you, it is fun fishing with you. There's no doubt about it. Doug, I got to tell you, thank you for taking time to be with us. We're going to have you back on. We got to set up a fishing trip for sure. But, folks, go to extremechaos.fish online and book that trip. Do it today because you'll get full. There's no doubt.
Yeah, we are going to get full very quickly. Spring break's right around the corner, so. Go ahead and call me, book it up, and get ready for an adventure of your life.
All right, Captain Doug Maines, a.k.a. Captain Chaos. Be sure and check him out. Give him a call, 228-365-2352. Doug, thank you, brother. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, Bird. Talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. That boy's a mess, I'm going to tell you.
The one bad thing about fishing too much and playing too much golf, you get that bad elbow.
that's exactly right. All right, we take a timeout when we come back. Mitch McConnell, he is up next right here on Southern Fairways Sports Radio. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Sports Radio right here on the FSS Radio Network. Randy Bergen along with Oriole TV's Doug Holton and Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. He's one of the proprietors there. We call him the voice, Matt Brandt. Guys, glad to have you here with us, and certainly glad to have this guy. Mitch McConnell is on the line with us. Mitch, how you doing, brother?
Randy, I'm so good. If there's any more good happening, I have to have two of me to hold it all, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm able to swing the golf club. You know, there's a lot of good things happening in 2024, Randy Rue. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing fabulous. I'm going to talk a little football with you, but before we do, you bring up golf. Let's talk a little bit about golf. If you're watching right now on the PGA Tour, you've got the Cognizant Classic there at the Palms. I guess it's the Palm Beaches down near Jupiter, Florida. And a former Alabama standout, Bud Colley, leads right now. Here's a guy that was in a major car wreck back in 2018. This is his second start since that wreck. And, boy, is he putting it together.
You know, it's exciting. I've met Bud a couple of times. But, you know, short of Ben Hogan and Tiger Woods, I don't remember a car accident that might be anywhere or near what Bud Colley's been through. So to see him coming back playing the way he is, I think he's made the last two cuts, Randy. It's really cool to see, man. And nothing better than a comeback story, especially somebody who's been through 3 years of pain and suffering, and the mental toughness, not just the physical toughness it takes, is impressive. And I don't know, man. I'd love to see him sneak up and win and get in these signature series events, but just to see him out there competing has been so cool.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Of course, rookie this year from the University of Alabama, a guy that has won everything just about, Nick Dunlap. Did you see the hole-in-one that he made?
Yeah.
That was so cool to see. I mean, the kid was in college just a couple months ago, and now he's what, a PGA Tour winner? fully exempt for 2 years, making hole-in-ones out on the PGA Tour on Jack Nicklaus's golf course. I don't know. It's kind of cool. It's neat to see. The guy can play, you know, and the bottom line is J.C. Wells' team took a little bit of a hit like the transfer portal does to football teams, but it was it's a cool story to see. And it's been neat, Randy. All year we've been seeing some new guys win these PGA Tour events.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. Of course, I think Dunlap, he became, the first amateur in like 30-plus years, 33 years, to win a PGA Tour event. And then, obviously, he has gone pro since then. But he won the U.S. Junior Amateur in 21 and the U.S. Amateur in 23. So the kid knows how to win. I think he's got a bright future ahead of him on the PGA Tour. But, hey, all you can do is just watch him play some good golf.
Reminds me of
he's also
Jason.
He's got 183 or 4 ball speed, which doesn't hurt golfer these days, Randy.
<That's right.
laughs> Knapp is a kid. Knapp Time is the nickname, who won last week. And Jake Knapp, that guy is like a Freddie Couples of the 21st century in his tempo, but what, second or third longest guy on tour? He's amazing to watch. So they're really, really – neat new golfers out there that we have to pull for, including Alabama's Nick Dunlap for sure.
Yeah, and Randy, you mentioned Dunlap, and the hit for the Alabama golf team reminded me of Jason Bone when he was there at Alabama when I was there. We shot his hole-in-one, and that was was a hit for the Alabama golf team, but what a great story that was.
Yeah, no doubt about it, no doubt. Speaking of which, let's talk. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell. Mitch, let's turn and talk a little Alabama football right now. Practice has started. What do you see? What are you seeing with this new coach?
Well, I think it's not just Coach DeBoer, but I think it's the whole staff. You know, he kept Gillespie and Freddie Roach, your running back and linebacker coach. But I think what's to be excited about is this guy, Kalen DeBoer, seems to be a one-off. I don't know if anybody out listening has watched the Ted Lasso show about football, which is only soccer. But he just has a way about him, a little like Ted Lasso, where nothing seems to faze him. And I don't think it would take – I think there might have been one guy out there that could come in Coach Saban's shoes and be this secure. He's walking around the football office telling everybody he loves them. They didn't hear that from Nick Saban very often. So, you know, the environment has changed. But, you know, Womack at the defensive coordinator, I really think Sheridan at offensive coordinator, and just the cast of characters as coaches that he's got, starting with, you know, Chris Kapilevic. I can't say his last name as well as I can say I call him Cap. I mean, these are ex-head coaches, Randy, and so I think the entire staff and the synergy that I'm hearing there, Josh Chapman and Denzel Duvall and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, were three guys that Coach Saban had, and Coach DeBoer was humble enough to know he needed them all. And so there's an interesting talking to some of the players, even the transfer Keon Saab lately, is there's an atmosphere at the Alabama football program that – I really think Alabama fans ought to be excited about, because these people, including the coaches, are coming together. And I think he did show up to have a rebuilding year, as Kalen put it in his words. He's got to pick up where Coach Saban left off and go and win football games. So I'm excited to see it. But I think the coaching staff, front to back, is extremely impressive.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Visiting with Mitch McConnell right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Matt?
Hey, Mitch, it's Matt. Always good to have you on, buddy. Hey, I was reading some articles yesterday about the difference in Coach DeBoer's approach to media, to foul language. So much different. I mean, we're going to get to see a different in-depth look into the Alabama football program, because he's going to allow his assistant coaches to talk more than once a year, which is incredible. I mean, it's really going to give us something else to talk about, to learn about, and to get more in depth behind the scenes. What do you think about all those changes?
I think it's one of the funniest turnarounds, Matt, in any kind of sports history. I was blessed to go to quite a few practices, but buddy, if you pulled your cell phone out of your pocket, you might as well get carted off by the Gestapo. And this is in the condo building, Matt, Randy, that was built. A friend of mine that I now know built it and Coach Saban threw such a fit, worried that somebody might spy a play from, you know, the balcony one day. They had to put up a wall. So my point is, and with respect to the greatest ever, Kalen DeBoer is nearly the exact opposite, but he's not doing it to prove a point. It's just who the guy is. In fact, he's invited all former players. He's letting the press come to practice and see plays develop. I think Coach Saban is going to be on ESPN, and I hope they don't ask him what he thinks of it because he's liable to have a heart attack. but I think it's the coolest thing ever because the greatest thing that Nick Saban ever did was being genuine to himself, and I think that's kind of why he got worn out coaching. It was hard to do that with NIL and transfer portal. And Kalen DeBoer is a secure human, and he's true to himself. And his way, Matt, is just to include everybody, and he's proud of Alabama football and being the head coach and everything we're doing. And he runs the most intricate offense, arguably, talking to several defensive experts in the country. But he's apparently not afraid of anybody seeing a play in practice. He still thinks they can pull it off in a game. Coach Saban kept everything nailed down just super tight. So it's phenomenal to see two coaches in a couple months' time lead with such a different style. It really is. But this might be just what the Alabama Crimson Tide needed to follow in Coach Saban's footsteps. If it was somebody just like him, people might not have really taken to it well, if you know what I mean. So Kalen DeBoer, Courtney Morgan is his GM of football guys. I've gotten to be friends with him. They're just solid people. They're easy to pull for, but I think they're also serious and ready to get in there and win football games. But I think it's funny to answer that. It's a long answer to say I think it's hysterical that he's going to let everybody come in and follow Coach Saban, get everybody out. I used to feel special going to practice. Now everybody's invited. You know, things like that. I think it's so cool.
We're visiting with Mitch McConnell right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Mitch, we got about 3 minutes left here. Real quick, of course, A-Day is on April the 13th. I think that's a 3 o'clock kick on that. But your thoughts as we see Eli Gohl, you want to say retire, but that's not the correct word. Chris Stewart steps into his spot. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think I know Chris Stewart very well, and I think he could not be a better person. Maybe I sound like a broken record, but there's a history with those two where Coach DeBoer and Coach Saban didn't have it. I do have a side note just now. Kalen DeBoer texted me, Randy, that he is going to let you call the first play of the first game of the season, so you better start scheming, because this all-inclusiveness apparently is going to let fans call games too.
Nice.
I think it's awesome. I think it's going to carry the tradition on and honor Eli, to be honest with you. Chris is the perfect guy for it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's been doing it for a long time, been a good backup. All right, tell us what is going on over at McConnell Automotive.
Well, we are real proud that we call ourselves No Shenanigans, because I think people out there, including you guys, picture what that means when you go to a car dealership and there's shenanigans. And we even thought about having a little leprechaun run out on our TV commercials to kind of make fun of what people go through, to let them know we don't do that. So all of our prices, Randy, on the website, they're real and they're excellent. But we also have a lifetime warranty now we give with every new car. Randy, your new vehicle just arrived. It's a Hummer SUV. It's Hunter matte green. So if you're ready to come pick it up today, I've got the key for you. So that's another exciting addition. But we just want people to give us a chance, shop our website, and, you know, everything we're going to do is going to be transparent and try to respect the person's time and their money and make sure we can build a relationship. So go to McConnellAutomotive.com. All I ever hope people will do is give us a shot, buddy.
Well, listen, I want to tell you, I did get the contract. My lawyer's going through it right now to play the leprechaun in your commercial. So
be like the Elf Christmas movie. He's an angry little leprechaun.
Mitch, I got to tell you, it's always fun to hang out with you, brother. Look forward to playing some golf with you real soon, and let's get together soon.
I will, and Batman and Robin is now Hugh Freeze and Kalen DeBoer, because I think Auburn is coming, so as a goodbye, I will say I think it's going to be a fun in-state year for college football.
Couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't agree with you more. Have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, let's tee it up soon, boys.
All right, buddy. There you go. Mitch McConnell, the one and only, not the one that's retiring from The minority speaker, not that one.
Not that one.
Oh, no. Okay. I was, okay. No. I was wondering who that was.
I was lost for a second there, too.
I want to tell you.
Go ahead.
I just think it's going to be interesting to see how DeBoer makes these changes. And that's one of the things. If you remember, whenever Coach Bryant put Ray Perkins in there, or when Ray Perkins took over after Coach Bryant's retirement, he went in and changed a lot of things. And Coach Bryant said, you've got to change this. You've got to change
thing.
That.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly right. So it'll be interesting to see how the fans react to all these changes yeah. that are going to be happening, because we've been programmed.
I think that's such a great point that Matt made and Mitch chipped in on about the assistant coaches being able to talk to the media. I've said that to the Auburn people over and over and over again. Like, why don't you let the assistant coaches talk to the media like they did in the 80s? Did that hurt the team in the 80s? And, you know, Coach Saban kind of started that and everybody followed suit. I just think it's great that Coach DeBoer is letting them talk to the media, and people can do feature stories again.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for. That's what you're looking
wow.
for.
Wow.
All right, hey, look, we take our final timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk a little SEC basketball. Dane Bradshaw is going to be with us, so we'll hear from him. And coming up, you've got what happened this day in sports, all that, right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Roger Maltby from NBC Sports. You're listening to Randy Bergen on Southern Fairway's radio show.
Told you it's the fastest hour in radio, Doug. I told you that.
You all told right? me. So I, many times you
I
told
know
me that.
I told you that.
Keep telling me.
Now, you heard that in sports history. That
yeah.
guy shoots an 83 using a putter.
Yeah. I shot an 83 on Thursday.
Using
every club,
like every club
in my bag.
Did he have just one putter or a lot of putters?
Well, that's a great question. I'll yeah. presume it was just one putter.
Yeah.
But
Wilt the Stilt reminded me of his 100-point game, and also Pete Maravich, who still holds the Division I scoring record for men and women's basketball, but it's about to be broken this weekend, Randy.
Well, carry on.
Caitlin Clark of Iowa.
Of Iowa.
Is about to break his record.
Really?
She's 18
she
points
is
away.
Strong.
Yeah.
She is strong. Speaking of basketball, of course, we talked a little bit about the SEC standings in the first segment and the schedule. Set it up. You had an opportunity to talk with Dane Bradshaw.
Yes. Dane Bradshaw of the SEC Network was with us Thursday night on Tiger Talk Overtime. Hope people will join us for the show. But we had a chance to talk about the Auburn-Tennessee game. Dane, again, played for Tennessee for Coach Pearl, and so he had some interesting comments about the game. And, of course, Alabama takes on Tennessee tonight, and the guy they're going to have to deal with scored 39 against Auburn Wednesday night, Dalton Kinect, the SEC Player of the Year, maybe the National Player of the Year, and Dane talked about him a little bit.
Yeah, the difference was just the All-American potential National Player of the Year, certainly SEC Player of the Year, Dalton Kinect wears orange and white, and that's what it was. I mean, that guy, it's not the first time he's taken a game over this year, and whether it's on the road or at home, the way that kid just rises to the occasion and can score in spurts. I'm a Tennessee alum, watched Tennessee basketball for years. It's the greatest individual season I've ever seen out of a Tennessee player, especially given how well the team is doing and you know, two seed, I think at minimum, a possible one seed. He's been a real privilege to watch. It's a shame for Tennessee fans only get him for 1 year, but you'll take it. Nobody else in the league's field. Sorry for Tennessee for having that guy. I do think on the flip side, there's a lot to take away for Auburn on the positive. Like, hey, if not for a Superman effort from Dalton Kinect, Auburn has a chance to win that game. And it's hard to say that Auburn has less of a chance than Alabama, Tennessee, or Kentucky at, you know, an Elite Eight or beyond because of, you know, the depth they have. And the likelihood of them running into a Dalton Kinect type player in March is unlikely. And so I still feel really confident with the Auburn Tigers.
So it's going to be an interesting March coming up in March Madness with the Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida, all of these teams from the SEC are going to be in there. And what a great primetime battle tonight between Tennessee and Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
No doubt. It starts at 7 o'clock. And, of course, as Dalton pronounced it,
Connect.
Yeah. Where's number three?
He connects.
He does. Obviously. I mean, he's averaging almost 21 points a game and almost 5 rebounds a game. This guy, I mean, the guy's – he is going to be strong, and that inside is something that's kind of been tough for Alabama. Mm-hmm. As we were mentioning, they have to shoot outside the perimeter. They got some good three-point shooters, but it should be a very interesting game. Both teams come in conference play 12-3, so they're going to be battling for that number one spot. Mm-hmm. As we wind down this 2023-24 season. So should be really interesting tonight.
Be interesting to see if he can have another big game like that, like he had Wednesday night. And how does Alabama defend him? What do they do? I thought Tennessee's physicality, as they always play physical, really wore down Auburn Wednesday night. And Janiah Broome, Auburn's best player, played 33 minutes in the game. And then at the end of the game, they kind of ISO'd Connect on Broome. And it was a total mismatch. He just couldn't handle him. He shot from the outside. He went down the lane, and that was the end of the ballgame.
End of the ballgame.
It was. Tennessee wins it. So
I know.
Yeah.
I watched it.
They're number four. We'll see if they can hang on tonight and stay there.
It should be pretty good. Matt? Yeah,
surprisingly enough, Alabama's actually favored by 3.5. Now, that is because they're at home, of course.
Sure.
Everybody seems to be pretty tough at home this year. But I think Alabama's offense, they've been so strong this year. They're going to need another 100-point-plus game today to beat Tennessee, I think. I mean, they've had 4 or 5 games, 90-plus points in a row.
Mm-hmm.
The last two, I think, were over 100 points scored. They're going to need it because their defense has a lot of holes. So they're going to need to get out there and score quite a bit. And if they don't get out there and double-team or SEC Player of the Year candidate, it's going to be a challenge out there. So,
well, I don't think there's any question. Grant Nelson's got to be strong for Alabama. He's got to work that inside a little bit. Of course, you got Sears that can hit three out there. There's a number of those guys that can hit outside the perimeter. Going to be important. You got to drain them. I mean, I love when they take the attempt. Okay. But it's got to go in. And if it's not going in, you got to figure something else out because you cannot, as you mentioned, Doug, you cannot get behind this Tennessee team and think that you're going to come back like Alabama's done several times this year.
Yeah. Well, they can't. I think Alabama's capable of coming back. They've done it a number of times this year, but it's tougher against Tennessee. But, you know, Alabama, probably the best shooting team behind the line in the SEC, maybe in the country. So, you know, if the clock keeps ticking and Alabama keeps shooting, you like their chances sooner or later.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Real quick, got about 2 minutes left here. Go back over, talk a little golf, the Cognizant Classic going on right now down in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And Bud Cauley has a 1-stroke lead. He tees off, should be getting on the tee box here pretty soon. Austin Eckroat will be his partner today. Eckroat just won back. And I'll tell you that Garrett Higo, the young man from South Africa, has been playing real well. He's the lefty. He's at 10 under as well. A couple of guys that we keep up with, Rory McIlroy at 8 under right now. Ricky Fowler, he's at 5 under. We mentioned Nick Dunlap earlier. He's at 4 under right now, T49. Davis Riley at 3 under. Our buddy Robbie Shelton did not make the cut, neither did Brant Snedeker. Brant, I'm glad he's out there playing, but he's been struggling a lot. He was 74-74, so he's plus 6.
Mm-hmm. Just good to see him back in there.
He'll get it. He'll work it out, but it is good to see him back in there for sure. So, all right, before we get out of here, Matt, what is for lunch / dinner at Bujor's Cajun Grill?
I'll tell you what, a great time to come out right now, especially before we turn the clocks on daylight savings time, is come out there before the crowds hit between 3 and 6, watch that sunset, get a little piece of that happy hour, come out for that 25% off appetizers and $3 house wines, $3 well drinks every day. Get your afternoon, evening starter right. Watch a little sunset view from the covered deck, and it's just a tranquil time to come out. If you've had a long week, you need a break from what we all know reality can be. Come on out to Boudreaux's, and we'll let you ease on into the evening, into the weekend, and let you start things off right.
You need a crimson drink with a little big orange topping, right?
that would work. you could almost call that a hurricane.
Yeah, there you go.
As a matter of fact, that's what we do call it. Hey, by the way, baseball cranking up. Auburn, I think, will take on – they're taking on UConn today.
Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't rain.
If it doesn't rain. Yeah, it'll be a 3:30 day in Alabama. We'll take on Arizona. That will be a 4 o'clock game. I think they're playing in Tuscaloosa. So anxious to see baseball. I love following baseball, college baseball anyway. There's some good players out there. Of course, those guys will move on to the next. Some of them will move on to the next. That's going to do it. Anything, War Eagle TV, you want to mention real quick?
We had a nice interview with Dane Bradshaw again that we have up. Jason Campbell we talked to about spring football. Great conversation. And we got Coach Freeze's press conference up as well. WarEagleTV.com if you want to follow us.
There you go. Matt?
Come on down to Boudreaux's. We'll take good care of you and help you relax a little bit.
There you go. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. I want to thank all of our sponsors. Thank our guests today. And thank Steve Stanley for pushing all the buttons, keeping us on the air. For Doug Holton, for Matt Brandt, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Hit a knee. Say a prayer. God bless America. We need all the help we can get. We'll see you next week. Maybe from Boudreaux's.
Come on.
There you go. Bye-bye, everybody.